Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're talking with Carla Hall, celebrity chef and co-host of ABC's popular daytime cooking show, The Chew. Carla is also involved with the NFL's Fuel Up to Play 60 and speaks with students and teachers from all over the country about making healthier choices when it comes to eating. Carla, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Harry.
Well, Carla, I wanted to just, I know that you, in addition to working hard on cooking up some great meals as a celebrity chef, I know that you also have some other involvements that are near and dear to your heart. Starting with the fight against childhood obesity, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you got involved in that and why it's so important in close to your heart.
Well, I'm involved with Fuel Up to Play 60, and I got involved. I live in Washington, D.C. I'm a rural resident of Washington, D.C., and I was very much involved in the youth garden and trying to show kids that growing their own food and getting them involved and actually seeing where their food comes from. And but I realized the more involved they were in touching the plant, and they were more likely to eat things that their parents didn't think they would eat. And so the kids would go home telling the parents, oh, I had eggplant today. And the parents were like, really? What? And the fact of the matter is, if you're on a fixed income, you would not buy certain foods because you didn't want to waste your money. And it was only when those kids became an advocate in telling their parents that they liked certain things that their parents would open up and broaden the things that they bought for them. So when I was approached about doing a Fuel Up to Play 60, I'm like, yes, I'm in. It's a natural fit because the kids become their own advocates. And the kids are the ones who are talking to other kids. And I think children are more apt to listen to other children than adults.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I know just from experience that a lot of times if mom or dad doesn't like cauliflower or broccoli, then the kid's probably not even going to give it a try.
Exactly.
So how about, I know that the Play 60 is a big program involving the National Football League. You said it was kind of a natural fit. What kind of things do you do with the NFL to kind of really encourage that healthy lifestyle? Because these kids already are you're trying to get them outside, you're trying to get them moving around. Is what they eat just the next step in the whole process?
Well, it's with the NFL and also the National Dairy Council, and it's about the kids eating well and having at least 60 minutes of activity a day. And it's good food and activity produces a healthy child, not only physically but mentally. And so some of the things that I've been doing, for instance, this past spring, I had kids visit me at my home, and it was this program called Adventure Capital, and the kids spent a day with me and to see my business, and also I could look at their ideas for business. So it's not just being their own advocate, it's seeing how they can do things in terms of the business model and helping other kids. So, for instance, there's an announcement going on right now. So I had them come to my home, and they spent the night, and that next morning I had sort of a breakfast buffet, but they had to do it. So I had them make jar omelets, so they were putting eggs, raw eggs in a jar with spinach and cheese, and if they wanted some kind of meat, smoked turkey, and a little bit of milk, shake that up, and then put it in the microwave for a minute to a minute and a half. Or they made granola pizzas with an apple, so apple and almond butter or peanut butter pressed into granola, and or they could have oatmeal, which we made with cocoa powder and cinnamon and almond milk. And so they were very much involved in making their breakfast, and these are things that they could do themselves. And I made the oatmeal in the rice cooker. So not only did I want to show them these things, but I wanted them to learn something that they could do themselves if they were busy. And I think this is what translates to a busy mom and someone who is playing hockey. Because the thing is, when you're doing sports, you're running around a lot. And you have very little time for meals. And oftentimes, you know, you're grabbing things that aren't necessarily healthy because they're faster.
Absolutely. That was going to lead to my next question is with these people who have these active lifestyles, moms and dads, and not only are they, you know, taking their kids to the rink, and they're also taking their kids to band practice and things of that nature. What are some of the things that you've found over the course of time that maybe are some good tips for moms and dads, to get a quick meal, but still make sure that there's a nutritional value there?
I think batch cooking, I think planning ahead. For instance, if you're making roasting a chicken instead of roasting one, maybe roast three. Do chicken pieces if you're doing five instead of thinking for that night. Do enough for 2 or 3 days. When you're doing your vegetables, go ahead and maybe you're roasting vegetables, go ahead and roast them and put them in containers, individual containers, so that things are ready and maybe your kids can help you and get them involved. I think the more that they are involved, the more that they're taking ownership and responsibility, and something that makes it fun. I mean, do maybe most of your cooking on the weekend or whatever day that they're not necessarily busy doing everything else. And where, you know, minivans, little work. So have them package, you know, their vegetables in the containers and just have that ready and label it, you know, do labels and things like that.
What are some of the, like, when a kid goes to the rink, I know that, you know, let's say he or she gets off the ice and you know, you walk by that snack bar and there's nachos and hot dogs and you know, junk like that. What are some kinds of nutritious snacks that you would recommend maybe a kid can pack in his or her hockey bag and have when they get off the ice to kind of, you know, it's just good nutritious kind of snacks that they can have to kind of refuel after a practice or a game?
I think bananas are great. Sometimes you want something sweet. Sometimes you want something crunchy, bananas, almond butter, yogurt, hummus, carrots, something crunchy, something salty, fruit. But obviously it's something that they can have already in their bag. So you're probably not going to cut up let's say like a watermelon or apple, but a whole apple, like I said, bananas, having that almond butter, some granola bars that aren't real sweet, where you can dip it in the almond butter, have that with a banana. I know for me, it's really about texture and crunch and chewing that mimics the snack, you know, some hummus and some tortilla chips or something like that. I think if you have to make it kind of fun or have that texture or crunch. I mean, even if you have popcorn that's air pop, you know, that's still better than maybe the cheese coated popcorn that you make it in a snack bag.
Absolutely. Well, I was reading somewhere on one of your blogs that you say, hey, you know, every once in a while it's okay to indulge, to have some chocolate cake or whatever, some kind of a sweet treat, as long as you do it in moderation.
Absolutely. If you say no to all of that, then what you're going to produce is a child who's going to want to binge. If you're telling them that you absolutely cannot do this, you're naturally drawn to the thing that somebody is telling you not to have. So if you're giving them permission to say, hey, you know, I know you want something sweet, I know your friends are doing it, so just have a little bit. And that all yes is better than a big no.
Absolutely. Well, Carla, I want to thank you very much for the time. I guess before I let you go, I just wanted to see if you had any last pieces of advice for whether it's active parents or active kids on how they on just how they can enjoy, you know, food and still make some healthy and smart choices.
I think have your kids ask them, what would you like, and go over that list so that you're both making the list rather than putting it all on the parent. I think sometimes, especially a parent who is taking their child to a lot of things, they try to do everything and they get burned out, and then that's when they get like, oh, well. So I think do it as a team. You know, that they're building teamwork during the sports anyway, so why don't you build a team at home and just get them involved, and that way they can be responsible, you know, and have sort of say in it, and you are getting the help as the parent.
Wow, well, that's great. That's great advice. Good teamwork on the ice and good teamwork in the kitchen. Carla, I want to thank you very much for the time. I know you're a busy person, and so for you to take the time and talk to us today is a great treat for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Harry. Take care.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Mark Burns. Be sure to follow us at usahockeymagazine.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.